There's like 34 baby chicks in our greenhouse right now. I just happened to be at Tractor Supply, and they were selling the chicks for like 50 cents a piece. So we were standing there, we were there to get feed. And I overheard some people talking about how long it would take to eat them. So I bought them all because that's who I am. I'm Jenny Hayes.
Jason Hayes.
We're here in Luther, Oklahoma. Our sanctuary is called Oliver and Friends. So all the residents of our farm come out of animal ag, whether that is meat or dairy. So kind of off and on, I was a vegetarian. And then when he and I actually got together in 2010, I was not a vegetarian, I was eating meat. He was like a prized barbecue chef, which is interesting. But yeah, we got a pet pig, just randomly. I wanted a pet pig, so we got him. I remember like a defining moment, at least for me, was you were frying bacon and I was holding this pig. I might cry. I am. I was holding this pig that I loved so much. You know, it had never really clicked like that. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I don't think that we should be doing that. You know, and then we kind of started talking as he's frying bacon. And I'm like, but look at the pig. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Maybe we should stop eating pork products. Then I kind of started doing research on just animal ag in general. I thought, well, if this pig has so much personality and I've fallen so much in love with it, then I wonder, you know, I wonder what other animals are the same way. And I've always had animals. It just never clicked. I think like most of America. Okay. So we'll feed the emus and the pigs and then we'll use this extra feed to get the goats back in their house so we can feed everybody else. As you can see, they get a little busy. These are all rescue chickens. We have like a really random mishmash of critters that live here. Next we'll feed Oliver, who's a camel. It actually, this whole endeavor sort of thing started as more of a petting zoo type thing. And then it sort of expanded from there into what is now the rescue. So the petting zoo was actually named Oliver and Friends. So it just seemed the easiest thing to do to just keep the same name that we were already known for, knowing everybody knew we had animals. Plus he's a camel, he's pretty cool. At some point, we'd like to get enough sponsorships and donors to be a public facility like Farm Sanctuary or Gentle Barn where people can, it won't just be appointment only, you know, where we can open the gates every morning. And people can come in and meet the animals. And we'd really like, our ultimate goal is to have sort of a vegan restaurant attached to, so people can spend time with the animals and then enjoy vegan food while they're here at the farm. I think our biggest impact will be just putting faces and experiences with what people consider meat. I mean, you go to the supermarket, it's chopped up, wrapped in plastic, nice and clean. You don't really have to think about what is this that I'm eating. So I'm hoping that by having this farm sanctuary is to really kind of give these animals a voice and a face, you know, and just to show people that they're not just dumb hunks of meat. I mean, they all have personalities and likes and dislikes, and just to spend time with them and be around them. I mean, you can't help but know that maybe what we're doing is wrong. Come on, guys. Come on, Eugene.
Where's Matt? There he is.